Welcome back to another episode of Afternoon Delight.
Woo!
It's Kyle Rush. It's Ben Taylor.
Look at that lemonade right there, buddy.
Let's go, baby. We get to, this is the drink of the day, I guess.
That is 44 ounces of goodness right there, my man.
It's not a Tumors lemonade, so it doesn't matter. No one cares.
Well, neither Tumors nor Mapco spending money with us right now. So
Mapco, send the check.
Mm-hmm.
Have had a Brian Smith, who is a recruiting guy, football analyst guy. He's been around forever. He goes on Locked On Auburn a lot. Know him personally. He is very high on Byron Brown. And he is from Florida. Like, he's like a Florida guy. Like, I think his handle on Twitter is like Florida Football Scout or something like that. Yeah. Florida Football Scout. Anyway, he says Byron Brown is going to be or is the second best quarterback in the SEC, which is pretty close to what I've been saying. Trinidad Chambliss is my number one.
Yeah.
I think you would agree with that.
We both said that. We both said Chambliss is hands down number one.
And then I'll take Byron Brown over anybody else. You can have him. You can have him over Arch. You can have him. I'm sorry. You can have Arch. You can have the kid from Georgia that's already losing his hair. You can talk. You can have whoever else you want. I'll take Byron Brown.
LSU? But
yeah, you can have him over Sam. Yeah, okay. Sam's coming off an injury. They didn't like him in sprint. I mean, I'm just not high on Sam Leavitt at all either. So, Ben, the question is, if that's the case, because Brian Smith said Auburn, there's no way Auburn can – or that should get – what did he say? That should get them to 8 wins?
If the direct quote – or the quote that
– read the direct – do you have the direct quote?
Shared by Zach. And it's not like a direct – I think he took bits and pieces of it because it's got the lines in between it. But he said, I've got him as the SEC number two quarterback.
Yeah.
I think he'll be unbelievable on third downs. Agreed. And if they get past the Florida game, why couldn't Auburn win 8 games? And my response to that would to you, and we were talking earlier, is I said, if he's the second best quarterback – buddy, you 8 games should be the minimum, in my opinion. Minimum. Yeah.
So I would say this. I would say if it's true, or if it truly comes to fruition, that he's the second best quarterback in the SEC by whatever metric you want to choose. Yeah. I don't know how you – is it efficiency? Is it QB rating? Is it yards? Like,
yeah, doesn't matter. Say, we keep talking about the 3,000 and 1,000, you know, three in the air and one on the ground. Is it that? Is it total yards?
I don't know if there is a – I don't know if there's like a cookie cutter answer for that. But if he's just the second best quarterback in the SEC, I would say for Auburn to only win 8 games, something drastically bad happened.
Like injury or – drop some games they shouldn't have because the defensive letdowns or
it would have to be defense, right?
Or yeah. I mean, if he's the second, because the second best quarterback's not going to get you, keep, it's not going to throw you out of a game.
Cause if you're the second best quarterback, that you can't lean, it would mean you're even outperforming your offensive line, even if your offensive line is poor, because they're not going to weight you different. If you have a bad offensive line, you know what I mean? Like, they're just going to take your production wins or efficiency or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's what they're going to use to judge you. So if he truly ends up being the number two quarterback in the conference, the only way Auburn wins less than maybe 10 games is if the defense doesn't, you know, come to play, or the defense costs us games, right?
Yeah, he needs the complement of, not necessarily the line, but like the running game to help him. So the running backs are going to be there. I mean, you got a stable full of horses back there at running back. And his receivers have got, in order to keep the yard, his receivers got to catch, can't have drop passes. So you're going to have, if that's the case, he's the second best quarterback. You probably are going to have the second or third best receiver in the conference too, because he's got a throw to somebody.
And, good point.
And I'd venture to say, Kyle, that if he's the second best quarterback by year's end, then Auburn's in the playoffs.
I think so too. If that's the case,
because it makes no sense why they wouldn't be, because you're going to be talking about Chambliss and Brown at the end of the year, unless Chambliss gets hurt, and then he could by default be the best quarterback in the SEC.
Yeah.
Chambliss is a runner too. Now that means Brown could get hurt too, because he also runs. But, you know, Chambliss doesn't necessarily.
But even if you're hurt, like that goes against you.
Yeah.
When you get to the end of, like, if you only play five games and they get to the end of the year, by the way, we're not talking about like an award. Like, they're not going to give out awards and says, here's the first place ribbon, here's the second place ribbon. But it's just like general consensus is what we're talking about. If you only play five games, like, that's going to hurt the general consensus, I think. Like, availability matters.
And we kind of had this discussion because we did like in the country on a previous pod.
Yeah.
We talked about different quarterbacks around the country and what they are. This is just conference only. And so
there's some good quarterbacks in this conference.
There are. And I mean, you saw it. Well, they're in the country rating. You know, they had Georgia, Texas up there higher.
LSU too, and Ole Miss.
LSU and Ole Miss. Because you and I even made the argument that Chambliss may be the best in the country. So clearly he could be the best in the conference.
Right.
And so, I think that – and not to boog too much, but I'm just saying by that logic, if he and other prognosticators look at Bryce Brown after the first, second, third, fourth game – I mean, Byron Brown. Who else say Bryce?
Yeah.
Also a shooter. Byron Brown. By the first, second, third game, especially if he sets the tone in that Baylor game in Atlanta, and they go, oh, this dude's better than we thought because we didn't watch South Florida a lot last year like we probably should have, and he becomes the second best. And again, I'm not trying to boog too much, but if he is the second best, that is a playoff team because of the compliments such as the defense, who's going to put them in a great position each and every single time. Will there be some, you know, chunk plays given up by the defense? More than likely, they're not going to play perfect all year. But for the most part, the defense, if it plays solid enough to put him in a position to succeed and he becomes the second best quarterback in the conference, Auburn is in the playoffs.
Hey, let me ask you this.
Year one.
What percentage – okay, let's operate under this assumption. At the end of the year, Byron Brown – everybody says that's the second best quarterback in the country. Okay. Yeah. What percentage of this year's defense do you have to have compared to last year's defense? Like, this year's defense has to be this much percentage as good as last year's percentage to get to those 10 games.
75%.
I think so too. I don't think you have to even be as good as you were last year. Yeah. At times, because one thing Brian said, which I really agree with, and that's one of the underrated things about like Nick Marshall and Cam, was the ability to extend drives with your leg, like those 2 yards, those third and twos, those become, and I hope we don't do this year. And I don't think Golish is much of a like big package guy. Like, I don't think we'd do that a ton. Like, I don't think you have to worry about Wildcat and, junk like that. But like, if you just run your regular offense with 2 yards and Byron Brown's one of the running options, like, that is brutal, man. That's brutal to defend. If you can do that, number one, that's going to make the defense better. But I don't think they have to be 100% as good as last year or better than last year if Byron Brown is as good as we think he could be to be a really good team, to be in the playoff consideration. Now, understand, like, there's going to be people that rip us, that disagree and whatever. We're operating under the assumption of someone who is evaluating the quarterbacks and saying that he believes at season's end, Byron Brown's going to be the second best quarterback. So it's not us saying that. We're operating under that assumption. So this
This is what they call an if-then scenario.
If-then. There you go. If Byron Brown
is number two in the conference,
then Auburn is in the playoff talk.
Then Auburn is in the
playoff. I think Auburn's in the playoff if he's that good.
Yeah.
I want to do this, Ben. I think this will be a fun exercise. So, okay. Colin Cowherd does this a lot. When he looks at when the NFL releases their schedules, I think college football is getting there, especially with like so much roster turnover and whatnot. Usually the team with the better quarterback has the advantage.
Like, no doubt.
So what I want to do is I want to go through Auburn's schedule, and I want to look at the quarterback scenario, quarterback situation. Okay. And we'll talk through that. We're going to go game by game. We're going to do it fast and see what we think, kind of piggybacking off of this conversation early. So we'll do that in just a second. But first, let's give a quick shout-out to buyauburn.com. Be who you say you are. Do business with Auburn people everywhere. Had breakfast with a big Auburn business owner this morning. He's got like six businesses. We're going to get them all on there. So, nice. And it's different industries too. So that's what we want, man. We want people to have options for everything they do. If I could go in everything, every time I swipe the card, I knew that my money was going to an Auburn person. How awesome would that be?
Yeah.
That's what the goal is of buyauburn.com. So sign up today if you're a business owner. And then if you're not, and you're just a fan and you're about to go spend some money, start here at buyauburn.com. All right, so let's do the schedule, okay? Let's start off as the opening game against Baylor. You got DJ Lagway. Who do you give the nod to as far as quarterback goes in that game?
Oh, I immediately go with Byron Brown.
Let's smash Byron Brown.
That go Byron Brown in my because I'm operating like we were operating off the assumption of him being number two in the SEC. I'm also operating off of 3 years of 3,000 yards in the air and 1,000 on the ground.
There you go.
So there you go. It is against Baylor. It is Byron Brown.
Byron Brown, hands down. It's not even close.
Yeah.
Southern Miss.
Same thing, hands down. I don't even know who Southern Miss's quarterback is.
All right.
I'm not looking it up while you're sitting there. I don't care.
Florida.
Still Byron Brown.
I think so too. The kid from Georgia Tech's good.
He is, but he ain't gone. He played a similar schedule as South Florida, and he didn't go 3-1 as far as 3,000 in the air and one on the ground. So
see, last year he didn't play a ton last year, but he's a true freshman.
Yeah,
but they had really high hopes for him. So like they brought him in. He's probably going to be the guy. There's a couple other dudes that could potentially be Aaron Filos, who we're talking about. I mean, I give the nod to Auburn here. I think Auburn's got a better quarterback situation. Byron Brown definitely puts you in a really good spot there. Vanderbilt, Jared Curtis, five-star. They've anointed him. He's probably going to be the starter, but he's a true freshman.
True freshman? Yeah, I'm taking Byron Brown even if he didn't have those numbers, just for the experience.
100%. I'm curious to see how Vanderbilt plays without old Diego Pavia. Yeah.
Their defense is going to have to get better.
You know, the more I looked – say that again.
He extended drives. So they're
– Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're going to sure. – their defense is going to have to be better, Vanderbilt.
Jared Curtis is probably more pro-style. I think he's a little bit athletic, but he ain't Diego Pavia athletic. So that's going to be an interesting one. He could get killed this year. The more I look into this one, the more I like Auburn. Tennessee.
Yeah, I like Auburn and Tennessee, even though it's –
when you don't know who their starting quarterback is going to be, you feel good about Byron Brown.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, I know it's going to be at Tennessee. It's going to be in Knoxville, but I don't.
This is strictly quarterback. Strictly quarterback.
But I'm saying like he played well at Florida. He played well at Miami. The big stage does not bother Byron Brown because everybody goes, oh, he's going to Tennessee. He's playing in front of 100,000 people. Okay, he played at Florida. He did fine there. He played at Miami. He did.
You know who else is going to be playing in front of 100,000 people? George McIntyre, the redshirt freshman, or Brandon Fajon, or Fajon Brandon, whatever his name is. That's a true freshman.
Yeah.
Whoever wins that job, more than likely, it's a young guy playing in front of 100,000 people, even though it is at home. So I like Auburn here. This is one where it could get a little bit testy. And again, Ben, the road versus home doesn't matter here. We're just talking about quarterback situation. Auburn versus Georgia.
I give the nod to Brown because I did earlier in the year where I said when we did the national top quarterbacks, I had Brown ahead of Georgia. And I don't know. Something just tells me with his experience, 3-1 over the last 3 years, that it's him.
Gunnar Stockton just doesn't do it for me.
Stockton, to me – it's going to be tough to keep him healthy. He thinks he's bigger than he is.
He just gets rocked over and over and over again. Like
it's going to catch up to him. At some point, that's catching up to him. I don't know if he
completed less than
October 10th, but at some point it's going to catch up to him.
He's efficient, and you know, he's got a good surrounding cast. He kind of just feels like a game manager, which is, you know, I know that's an insult sometimes. I just don't know if I have to put the game on Gunnar Stockton. I don't know if he's going to go get me the win.
Right.
I take Byron Brown in this one. LSU.
You're not going to like this. I'm actually saying that
Levitt. You're giving LSU the nod? You're giving Sam Levitt the nod?
I'm giving Levitt. Yeah, I think Levitt could possibly, based on experience. But I don't know if he'll stay, if he'll be. He's fought injuries.
Sell me on Sam Levitt. Sell me on Sam Levitt.
Now, I'm selling you on him because he's got
Lane Kiffin.
Kiffin to work with.
That is, you know, there's definitely value there.
I think that makes a huge difference if they keep him healthy. If they have, if they're like Auburn and they have a decent running back room, I think that Levitt has got an opportunity to bring Kiffin some success this year. So, I know we're going to game by game, but yeah, I'll go. It's either going to be a wash or I'll go Levitt.
Okay, I'm going Byron Brown because I can't get over this. Okay, in two games versus Mississippi State.
Uh-oh. Yeah, that's bad.
He went 10 for 20 for 69 yards in no interceptions, very little rushing yards. He did have two rushing touchdowns. 10 of 20 for 69 yards, barely won by seven, okay? In 2024, that's the year they went to the playoff.
Yep.
And he took an L and went 10 of 22 for 82 yards and two interceptions. But Mississippi State was one of the worst football teams.
Yeah, no doubt.
In college last year. I mean, they're terrible.
They're going to be one of the worst in football this year.
Probably. I mean, some people think they're going to make a turn, but I just can't get over this guy being a – I benefit from my schedule type guy. And I know there's some people that are going to say, oh, Byron Brown did the same thing.
Yeah.
It is, but, I mean, he also performed really well. And he performed poorly sometimes too against, like, I say poorly. He struggled some against Alabama, but he ran really well. He struggled a little bit against Miami. He carved up Florida. They just couldn't punch it in the end zone.
Yeah.
I still go with Byron there. Ole Miss. I think this one's the first one we're going to be unanimous.
Yeah, I'm going Chambliss. I mean,
Chambliss.
Yeah,
dude's a dog. It is what it is.
He's still number one in the country to me. So
quarterback in the country to me, hands down. There's nobody touching him for college. I don't know about how that translates to the NFL. Exactly. He's freaking unbelievable. So yeah, I would give Ole Miss the quarterback nod. I don't know what that means with their whole new offense and everything, but like right now, I give them a nod. Arkansas.
Who's quarterback there now? Same dude?
That's the answer to the question.
Oh. Auburn.
Yeah. We don't know who the quarterback is. So,
Yeah.
And I'm saying that tongue in cheek.
Yeah.
Like,
no, I get
starting
it.
Quarterbacks.
I don't pay attention to Arkansas, so I don't know if they grabbed somebody in the portal last year and if they got transferred. But still, the fact that I don't know that nod goes to Byron Brown.
Otherwise, like KJ Jackson is potentially the starting quarterback. Or I thought, did Taylen Green, is he done? Did he get drafted? Yeah, he got drafted. Mm-hmm. So they say KJ Jackson. So I don't know anything about him. I just know Byron Brown's a dog. So I'm taking Byron Brown there. Mississippi State.
Terrible, just not even worth talking about.
Samford.
That's another easy one.
Alabama
don't even know who their quarterback's going to be. So I'm giving the nod to Byron Brown on that.
So in summation, we have one situation that's clear.
Yes.
We're going to give the quarterback nod to another team.
Yes.
That's Ole Miss. Okay?
Yep.
There's one game where we're – split.
LSU. And the only reason I'm going Wash or Levitt is because of Lane Kiffin.
And that's fine. I get that. Other than that, I think it's pretty unanimous, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And I don't
Again, this if-then scenario. This is, you know, we're going
off. No, this is not the if-then scenario. This is just
head-to-head.
Which quarterback situation is better? Yeah. And a quarterback situation being better does not necessarily mean that that's going to equate to a win.
No,
it's just the quarterback situation is better, period.
I mean, so, you could – because I explained to somebody, I was talking to a buddy of mine that we were kind of discussing this, and I was like – because he's the one that sent me the tweet that Zach sent out, and he said, do you think you'd be number two? And I said, yeah. And he goes, well, that's a lot of wins. And I said, well, that's – there's a lot of factors that go into that. He could have a hell of a game, and our running backs put the ball on the ground three times, and
sure,
we lose the ball game. And so his numbers would look good at the end of the year. His efficiency would look good. His total yards would look good. But if you've got fumbleitis amongst the rest of the player, or a receiver could catch it and, you know, get down inside the 10 and put it on the ground. Like, there's so many weird things that can take place to take away from that. But he could still end up as number two in the league due to his statistics and his abilities. And I mean, you talked about Stockton not sold on him. I'm going to get some hate for this. I'm still not sold on Manning.
We don't play them, though. So
I know, but still.
I'm not even necessarily worried about
him. I'm going back to that scenario of the number two in the league. And this head-to-head that you just put together here that we went through, yeah, the only split is LSU, unanimous is Ole Miss. And the rest of them, Kyle, I got to be honest with you, I wasn't even like leaning towards another team on the rest of them.
No, Georgia. Let's do this. Let's be fair. Let's be like, try to be a super impartial. I think we're both sold on Ole Miss.
Yes.
Like, we're both sold on Trinidad Chambliss. That's a better quarterback maybe right now than Byron Brown. We're split on Sam Leavitt. I'll give us a split on Gunnar Stockton.
Okay.
So let's say that. So that's three games where you got one solid, two splits. So you got nine, you're going to have 9 out of 12 games where you should have the better quarterback on your schedule.
You should have the best player on the field on your team in Byron Brown. 9 out of 12 games, you should have the best player on the field playing for you.
I don't think that's an outlandish take. I don't think that's crazy. I don't think that's a reach.
I know. You know this is going to be clipped and shared. People,
I don't care. Idiots,
but it seriously makes – when you break it down game by game, if you just want to go quarterback comparison like you just did – and listen, we're given the scratch on Georgia and LSU. I mean, that could go – either. That's a 50-50. That could go either way. But because you're going Auburn – or you're going Brown on that and Auburn. I'm going Leavitt and LSU on that. And then the Georgia one, that's kind of based off of me listening to all the pundits going that Stockton's going to be a Heisman candidate this year. So, and that's the only reason we probably took that as a wash. But the other nine, Kyle, out of that nine, three or four of them that you mentioned, they don't even know who their quarterback is.
Out of those nine, I don't even think there's an argument.
No.
I don't even think there is an argument otherwise. Again, not for Auburn to win the game, just that Auburn has a better quarterback than this team's quarterback.
And I like Auburn's odds if in nine games they have the best player on the field playing for them.
Man, I'm just going to go ahead and I'm going to drop money on Auburn winning the national championship. You just talked me into it. Colin Cowherd would.
He would.
He loves quarterback talk.
He does. He loves quarterback. And
let us know, hey. That's a fire discussion right there.
It's something to consider, because going back to the way we started this whole conversation, the if then conversation, I don't think it's a crazy take that he thinks that he's the number two quarterback in the conference. I think there are other people that probably think that.
I'm with you.
So
could be fun.
If it comes to fruition, Alex Golish is going to have a hell of a first year. Because even if the ball bounces the wrong way, and even if they don't get the win, Kyle, let's just say they, based on that, that's given three games that are iffy, and he's the best player on the field in the other nine. And let's say Auburn takes care of business defensively, offensively, no injuries, and they win nine. They still got an opportunity to be in the playoffs.
Yeah, dude. You could. we'll see that October is brutal, and maybe they can get through it. And we'll talk about that 1,000 times, I'm sure, before the season starts. But good stuff, dude. That way to bring the heat. Guys, thank y'all for listening. We're going to be doing a Barncast live tonight. Make sure you tune in for that. That's going to be a lot of fun. It's a big over-under episode. So, Ben, if you want to join, I think there's like 32 scenarios.
Holy moly.
And we're spinning a wheel.
I may still be asleep by that, or I may be asleep by the time y'all wrap that up. 32.
I don't know that we're going to go through all 32, but it's going to be a lot of fun. So, y'all make sure you're there for that. Thank y'all for listening. Subscribe so you can get this on YouTube every single day. You can also get the Village Vice post show. A lot of stuff with that premium subscription. So, make sure you're tuning in. Guys, take care. We'll talk again very soon. We're out of here. War Eagle.
War damn Eagle.